Welcome to Sales is Not a Dirty Word, the show that proves if it's a fit, it's a fact. I'm your host, innovative sales coach, Alicia Barr, the creator of the Black Sheep Sales Method. If you're a service provider selling your own service who's ready to sell differently than the mainstream status quo and convert 8 out of 10 sales conversations without having to act like a douchebag, then this is for you. If you want to know more about the Black Sheep Sales Method, please visit aliciabarr.com. So today I'm going to talk about how to position your offer differently depending on who you're talking to. So you're going to massively increase your sales if you take the information that you've got about the person across from you and use it to make things clearer than if you didn't have that information, if you were just saying the same thing to everybody, right? So the main reason people don't move forward is a lack of clarity or confusion. So when you put things in someone else's terms in their world, like this is similar to the idea of like, don't use buzzwords, use layman terms so that people understand what you're saying, but like taking it to an even further level so that they can understand in the context of their world what exactly the value of what they're getting with you is. So you want to keep the context of the person you're talking to in mind. A lot of times I use this metaphor or analogy, I don't know which one it is, of a baseball game, right? So let's say that you're going to try and convince a friend to join you at a baseball game. And so one of them is single and you convince them by saying, hey, come on, I'll buy you a beer. It'll be really fun. There's a singles mingles section that we're going to go to, and you would sell it like that. And if you were taking somebody who had a partner and kids, you would be like, we're going to have a really good seat and the fresh air is going to be amazing. It'll be really good me time. And you're talking about the same game, right? The same baseball game, but you're positioning it for the other person based on what's most important for them. Now, if I was talking to somebody who was outside of America, I wouldn't use that metaphor for baseball. So I would use a different sport, right? I would compare it to football, which is soccer for people outside the US, but I would call it football because that's what they know. And that's the game that I would reference it as so that they could better understand what I was saying. So you especially want to think about this when giving metaphors and analogies. For example, I have a client who specifically targets lawyers. And so one of the ways that we were explaining the value of her offer was to share that they started with the end in mind. So they reverse engineer from the end goal. And for that reason, it's more effective than a lot of other options that don't do that, because a lot of options don't. Okay, so I have a client, for example, who talks to lawyers. And so we wanted to use metaphors that were specific to them. So when she was explaining the value of her offer, because lawyers are generally pretty skeptical, you know, not all of them, but they're definitely thorough. And their initial response a lot of times is to be on the guard, right? So when explaining the value of what she did, she compared it to when you have a goal that you reverse engineer from, right? So it's more effective when you do that. Most people don't. Similar to when you have a case and you want a verdict, a specific verdict. And so you reverse engineer all the steps in the presentation based on the verdict that you want. So it would be a lot less effective if you know, you just sorted through the information as it came in and saw how people were responding and, you know, just sort of winged it. And that's what a lot of people do. And so they're able to understand that so much more and the value of doing that and how it takes a lot of time. You can also say, and it takes significant time and research to do this. And it's going to take lots of, you know, implementation, and they're able to kind of talk them through it in a way that they understand and can say, I know exactly what they're talking about, and that's valuable, right? So this is why If we gave a metaphor to building a house with a blueprint and getting your crews and all this stuff, it would not land as well as a metaphor to having a legal case that you're putting together, a defense for. So this is why psychographics matter so much when thinking about your audience target. You know, do you usually talk to somebody who has a kid and is so tired? Or then you're going to give different metaphors than to someone who is single and has different challenges. You want to take this information, if you can figure it out ahead of time, like if you know that your audience typically falls into a couple of buckets or something like that, that can be really helpful. But sometimes it's about asking questions that are going to uncover the information you need to make that sales conversation more effective. So the difference between the analogy to the sports game and the conversation that you're having with a stranger, basically, is you don't know what's more important to them, the beer and the singles or the view and the fresh air. You know, you don't know. So you have to ask questions to figure it out. And if there are elements of what you offer that specifically offset certain things that are challenges, like for example, if you talk to a lot of parents, then and what you do saves them a ton of time, then you're going to want to mention, yes, and we've structured it so that it only takes an hour a week because I know you've got a lot going on with kids. And is that realistic for you? Would that fit into things without feeling overwhelming? And it's going to make the other person feel so much more taken care of, like you understand them, like they understand you. You know what I mean? So you have to ask questions. And like for a marketing agency, does this person want branding? Do they want sales or engagement? And then you position your offer differently based on what they want, right? So if they want engagement, then you're going to talk about your unique interactive campaigns that naturally source engagement so you can form those deeper relationships that are going to turn into sales or something like that. If it's about branding, then you're going to talk about the huge audience that they're going to get in front of with, you know, your connections or your platforms or whatever, you know, millions of eyes are going to see it. If that's the most important to them is brand recognition. So it's all the same offer. It's just positioned in a different context so that they can understand it in a much clearer way. And if they understand it, then they want it. They're going to want to buy it because it makes sense, right? It makes sense in the context of the world that they know. And that understanding, you know, equals confidence. Confidence that they know what they're getting into and that they want it and that it's going to be the right choice for them. So to recap, you're going to increase sales by structuring your conversation around the context of the person you're talking to. Honestly, just like you would in any conversation. Like if you're trying to convince someone to go to a sports game or to a show or to on a vacation with you, etc. So sometimes you'll know the patterns and psychographics ahead of time, and other times you'll need to gather the information in the moment and modify as you go. Either way, it's going to eliminate confusion because that's the real reason almost always that someone doesn't move forward is confusion about what the result is, what's required of them, what it means for them, you know, when they should do it, all of those things. If they're not clear on them, it causes friction that makes them want to say no. So understanding these customer patterns and how to position things for them is something I help my clients do. And I'm unique in the way that I understand your offer inside and out. And then I give you the words to say and questions to ask specific to you that are going to move your prospects forward faster. So because it's so custom, most people double their investment in the first 30 to 60 days. If that sounds like something that would make a difference in your life and business, please book a sales level up call. For now, that's the end of another episode of Sales is Not a Dirty Word. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.